Hey there, my friends call me Big Bobby. I dream big. I like big burgers, and I'm big on streaming. And when it comes to catching those big moments of my favorite shows, I unfold the big 7.6-inch screen of my new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5.
I love you, James. I've always loved you.
And Big Bobby also gets big feelings. Good for you, James. You deserve it.
Go big wherever you go on the big screen of the new Galaxy Z Fold 5. Get yours now at Samsung.com.
With ever longer ingredient lists on beauty products, it's hard to tell what you're really buying. That's why Sephora is committed to cutting through the clutter and confusion, helping to push the industry forward by showing what's really in our products. Our clean standards mean products formulated without parabens, sulfates, phthalates, mineral oils, and more. So when you see the clean at Sephora seal, you know you're getting a clean you can count on. Learn more and shop clean at Sephora.com.
Today's show is sponsored by My Napkin. Tired of the usual hassles with uncomfortable napkins? Sick of supporting left-leaning napkin brands that promote the worst that America has to offer? Then it might be time for you to switch to My Napkin. From the mind of Mike Lindell, the genius behind My Pillow. Use offer code TAKEBACKTHENAP, parentheses K-I-N, napkin, for 10% off your first purchase. Let's start the show. Welcome to another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap podcast series in which we review and rate each and every episode of Friends. My name is Tom Sharpling, the host. So let's go. Come with me when we will meet my friends and hopefully your friends, the Friends. Let's go. All right. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap podcast that is going to review each and every episode of the show Friends. My name is Tom Sharpling, the host, and we are at episode 11 of season four, episode 11, the one with Phoebe's uterus. And now I'm joined by my co-hosts for the program. I have Pat Byrne. How are you, Pat?
I'm still honored to be a co-host. A little promotion there for anyone just jumping in. I'm honored to be on the show at all, but this is such a nice way to start the year, I'll say. Thank you.
Sure. Well, I'm glad we're doing it together. And of course, the other co-host, Jason Gore. How are you, Jason?
Co-host Jason Gore. It just has such a good ring to it. I'm great, Tom. We're back. Another great episode of Friends. Man, it is really cooking.
Yeah, we are in good shape. I had fun with the last episode, starting the engine again. And now I feel like we're starting to roll a little bit. Like, I feel like last time we turned the car on and let it idle to kind of let it make sure the engine is tuned up and won't stall out. Now we're putting it into drive and now we're moving around a little bit.
Yeah. We're going. Maybe we just got on the Blue Ridge Parkway. We're taking a scenic drive.
Yeah,
and it's great. It's great. I totally feel like the momentum we have right now, nothing could derail it.
Well, let's shift
because
it
into love here.
Let's shift into fourth gear.
Yeah,
season four.
Wow, yeah, somebody, right? You're ready to go from first gear to fourth gear, Pat. I like it.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, let's see how fast we can make this sucker go. So this one, the one with Phoebe's uterus, was written by Seth Kurland and directed by David Steinberg, the famous comedian. And this one aired first episode of 1998, January 8th of 1998. And the plot of this episode, Frank Jr., Phoebe's brother, right?
Yeah.
And Alice, his wife now, they've eloped, and they ask Phoebe to be a surrogate mother for them. Phoebe asks the advice of her birth mother, played by Terry Garr, who gives her a puppy for only 3 days, so she will know what it's like to give up something that you love. Ross gets Joey a job as a tour guide at the museum, but Joey is hurt when Ross won't sit next to him at lunch because the tour guides and the scientists keep their distance in the lunchroom. And this makes Ross stand up and make some changes in the cafeteria Meanwhile, Chandler is nervous about being intimate with his girlfriend, Kathy, since she used to be Joey's girlfriend, and he's worried about his performing ability in the boudoir, and he seeks advice from Monica and Rachel. Well, I guess I should say, let me just do the sponsorship first, and then I'll say what I thought of this episode. Today's episode is sponsored by My Napkin. Are you as sick of these napkins that just don't clean your face the way they should? And are you even more tired of napkins that promote the death of America through lefty socialist philosophies and a hatred for our great country? Then you might want to check out My Napkin. Every My Napkin is manufactured in the great state of Minnesota. Napkins for Americans made by Americans. What else would you expect from the genius that brought you My Pillow, the one and only Mike Lindell? Well, Mike got an idea for My Napkin at an airport, and now it's available for you. Go to mynapkin.gov and use offer code TakeBackTheNapkin. Now it's nap and then open parentheses K-I-N, close parentheses, take back the napkin for 10% off your first order. My Napkin, wipe away the stains of the socialist left that have been smeared on your country face. And I should say there's an asterisk where it says that they're manufactured by Americans. It says here in a factory in Laos. So, I don't know what that, I don't know if it means there's an American in that factory or if it's fully staffed with Americans. I don't know, but if you're interested in My Napkin, you go check that out. So,
you know, Tom, I will say it's great to get this revenue. The ad sales are really, really going great. I probably not going to try this product.
You might sit this one out.
Gonna sit this one out. Yeah.
Pat, you think you might try My Napkin?
I'm using the sample that they sent, and it's
okay. Didn't even send me one yet.
I'm not gonna say it's not good. I mean, it's if I was gonna use something and it wasn't a good quality. Look, a lot of podcasters don't endorse the stuff until they're using it and they like it. So I guess my name might have been on the return of the. With this account we had, so you know I got it.
Hope you enjoy it. And they sent one napkin or a pack of them.
It's a napkin a week basically. So they're just coming and they're trying. Really? They're sending me different ones. Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
So it's soft on the face. Even, you know, I'm trying to look past. It's a new era. You know, we're trying to look.
Yeah. It's a little strange to just get one napkin in the mail, but
it's a time of unity.
Guy figured it out with My Pillow. But so maybe we'll figure it out with napkins too.
Yeah.
So this episode, I thought this was a good episode. I thought Ross and Joey had good stuff together. Phoebe really shined in this episode. I thought the characters were pretty balanced overall. The Chandler, Monica, Rachel storyline was maybe a little slight, but it was all fine. And it was nice to see Sherry Shepherd in one of her earlier roles as a tour guide in the episode was fun to see.
And she was great.
And okay, I still don't have the bumpers
still
for this.
Wait, still?
Still?
No, I don't.
Still?
Yeah, still.
Wait,
still I don't.
Well, you got. I think we each sent separate things. Jason, how did you send?
Hey,
yours.
I loaded them directly onto the server.
Okay.
Are you on the server, Tom?
Tom,
yeah, I checked the server.
Tom, I sent.
Oh, I'm not saying you didn't. I'm just saying.
I sent a Slack. You should have a Slack invite, and then there's like a download. You have to open the app. Authorize
I didn't
it.
Get a thing from either of you.
I put a couple of them in Microsoft Teams. Did you open Microsoft Teams?
I haven't gotten anything.
Well, this is an overwhelming time. Everyone's being thrown into learn tech, and I know Tom.
Yeah, we're doing this on Zoom.
I know but that was a big leap for Tom. I think Jason. Yeah. I don't think you're realizing that. So, yeah. Tom, I'm sorry. I know this is overwhelming.
Okay.
with tech.
Well, we're trying to just get the flow going, and a big part of the flow is for me to be able to trigger the bumpers.
And I will say, as co-hosts, you know, Pat and I should take a little more. Responsibility for these things because our necks are on the line just as much as yours.
Yeah.
Sure. So we'll make sure they're working for the next show.
Thank you. Because when I have to cue the bumpers mm-hmm. and you're going to put them in post. I know that's all well and good, but I like to be able to physically play them.
I get it. It creates a flow that really works for you to jump off of.
I'm doing a lot more research about these episodes. I'm trying to think of talking points. I'm trying to be a good mm-hmm. co-host as well. So I think maybe realizing that, Tom, we gotta all be on the same page here. So
no, I got you. Yeah.
For a technical thing, when the area, leave a little gap, but I need you to say each time, this is where I'd like you to put, and then the clip's name in. That way, I know where it goes in.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good note. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to one of the first segments. Funnily enough, is Friends First. This is where I would like you to put the Friends First bumper, please.
Can you make it a little more monotone? Just like this is where,
but also more of a pause. The system a little better. You want to pause a little more before you do that.
Okay.
A little more robotic.
Yeah.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
You've been dreaming about the dress. Come find the one at David's Bridal. The most glamorous designer wedding gowns are now 15% off. Bridesmaid dresses that fit beautifully start around $99. Whether you need a veil, jewelry, shoes, or even lingerie and shapewear, it's all at David's Bridal. Take 20% off outfit making accessories for a limited time. Stop by your local David's Bridal store or shop davidsbridal.com today. Terms and conditions apply.
This is where I would like you to play the Friends First bumper, please.
Perfect. Thank you.
That was clean.
So this is the first time Phoebe is shown taking care of somebody else's dog. She does that again with her friend's dog Clunkers in episode... in season 7's episode, the one where Chandler doesn't like dogs. And Phoebe also borrows another friend's dog in the one with the birthing video in an attempt to cheer up Joey. And also, this is the first time Phoebe carrying a baby for Frank Jr. and Alice is brought up. So those are the Friends First. And now let's go to fun Friends facts. This is where I need you to insert the clip for fun Friends fact, please. In the final coffee house scene in this episode, Rachel's legs go from having her right leg crossed over her left leg to having her left leg crossed over her right leg and back again, switching with each shot. And a little bonus one, in the episode, it stated that T-Rex dinosaurs lived in the Jurassic period. They actually lived during the Cretaceous period.
Womp womp. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. A little messed up on that one. Now let's do the line of the episode. This is where I would like you to insert the line of the episode bumper, please.
Will do.
Joey says, "Guess what job I just got?" And then Chandler goes, "I don't know, but Donald Trump wants his blue blazer black." And then pauses, and then Ross goes, "What?" And Chandler goes, "Blue blazer back. He wants it back." And then Rachel says, "But you said black. Why would he want his blue blazer black?" And Chandler says, "Well, you know what I meant." And Monica said, "No, you messed it up. You're stupid."
Also timely. Trump. Wow.
Yeah. Got a little reference to Donald Trump in there, which is kind of fun, I guess.
Yeah. It's also, when do you hear people on TV misspeak? Everyone speaks perfectly. I like that as just a moment in the show where they're saying, you know what, people mess up speech, like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
have fun with it.
Sure.
Yeah,
it's, no, I get that. I get that.
It's cool.
Do you think that was a blooper though? Do you think that was a blooper moment where they were like,
no,
hold on, let's keep that?
No, I think it was written in the episode.
And I say tip of the hat, maybe that could be a new moment in the show. I say tip of the hat to the writers.
That's a good segment idea.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have to let iron it.
Tip of the pat.
That would be a pregame tip of the pat. we'll say.
All right. Well, let's think about, we'll make sure we're not kind of overburdened with segments here. Tip of the pat. We'll talk about it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. No problem.
To rank the episode, I think this is a solid episode. I give it 7.5 out of 10 possible friends. And then to rank the friends for this episode, Phoebe, Joey, Ross, Rachel, Monica, and Chandler. Once again, pulling up the rear.
You didn't do the voice for the bumper.
Yeah, we got to redo that one, that part.
Rank the friends?
I think, just to give you some idea, I think what the flatlining does is it gives either Jason or I, depending on who's editing, a visual cue, like there's a dip in the audio there, so we don't have to search for it in the episodes. I know that they're not very long, but it's just easier. Mm-hmm. It's just a few seconds.
Okay. It's also about server intake too, because our server is so advanced that it will actually kind of color that one a different way for us to let us know that's what it is. But it has to be in that
sure.
way.
Sure. Okay. Well, let me do that. And now let's rank the friends. This is where I would like you to insert the rank the friends bumper, please.
A little fast.
And now let's rank the friends. I did it fast, or I need to do it fast?
You did it a little too fast.
It was a little too fast.
Yeah. Okay. And now let's rank the friends. This is where I would like you to insert the rank the friends bumper, please.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Phoebe, Joey, Ross, Rachel, Monica, and Chandler.
And now Pat ranks the friends.
Hey, guys, this is, as Tom mentioned, this is a great episode. It's up there in the season 4 arc where you really see things start to build, things are heightening. Phoebe's brother, Frank, I mean, I almost want to put him in that ranking of friends. Am I wrong? I mean, this guy...
You got
a character actor here. He is I want to pronounce his name right. Giovanni Ribisi. Is that it, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. He was all over the 90s, right? But this is
all over the 90s.
I picture him as Phoebe's brother more than I did of the whole Ursula thing, that she has a twin and tied into Mad About You or crying out loud. You know, I don't want to.
They looked exactly the same.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, I don't want to say it, but anyway, no, I believe that they are sister and brother. So this was cool. This was heightening. I'm going to put Phoebe at the top. Stakes are being raised. Okay. Then where are we going from there? I'm going to go, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to go, Ross, actually. I'm going to go Ross number 2.
Interesting.
I like what Ross was doing here. I'll take over here to Monica. Then we're just going to go mad dash to Rachel. We're going to go Joey. And last, bing bong, it's Chandler. Sorry.
Now, here we go, guys. Here's what my thoughts on it. You know what? I've always loved this Frank and Alice Phoebe storyline. Deborah Jo Rupp as Alice, great casting. You really see the love between Frank and Alice. You know, they want to have a child, but they just can't make it work biologically. So that's where Phoebe steps in. She gets it done. This arc on Friends, always one of the top arcs for me. So I'm going to give this a 9. And here's how I rank the Friends. Pat, you came up with a great idea. We're going to go Phoebe at top, Frank second, Alice third. Then we're going to go Ross, Monica, Chandler, Joey.
Okay, well, I would like to keep the ranking of the friends to the core 6 going forward, all due respect, but I appreciate the enthusiasm.
Okay, I mean, it's art. It's fine. That's fine.
Okay, so let's wrap it up. This is where you should play the Friends outro bumper music, please. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
We need a little more of a pause there. You need to give it a hard pause before you go into it.
Little more robot too, if you can. That would be great. Thank you.
This is where you can play the Friends outro bumper music, please. Thanks everybody for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. We will be back with a new episode coming soon. And on behalf of my co-hosts, Pat Byrne and Jason Gore, I thank you for listening. And
that's us.
Tell you, what's that?
I think Pat just said, that's us.
That's
you want to do that all, let's, you want to do that all together, Pat? Like 3, 2, 1. That's us.
Thanks for listening.